This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the newly approved Roundup Ready Extend crop system has been the topic of conversation for many farmers and businesses over the past few months, and Missouri was a hotbed of complaints last year regarding the off-label use of dicamba as the product drifted onto sensitive crops and plants that weren't resistant to the product. A DTN report says new legislation is now before the Missouri legislature that would impose stiff fines on farmers if they misuse dicamba this growing season. Missouri Republican Representative Don Roan says the goal of the legislation is to make sure the state's growers use the product correctly. Farmers would be fined $1,000 per treated acre if they're caught using the product off-label. The current fine in Missouri is $1,000 per incident. The Missouri Soybean Association says farmers have been at the table during these discussions and they'll continue to work on this. Communications Director Christine Tu says our position hasn't changed since last summer. Growers must read and follow label directions. The legislation also designates any fine money that's collected will go to the school district where the incident took place. The bill also requires product manufacturers to provide grower training, which can be done electronically, and requires dealers to ask for proof of taking such a class before a dicamba sale can take place. In other news, the Midwest Truckers Association Truck and Trailer Show is taking place today and tomorrow in Peoria. Don Schaefer with the association says the show is becoming more popular with each passing year.
February 3rd and 4th in Peoria, the Peoria Civic Center. This will be the 54th annual Midwest Truck and Trailer Show and the Midwest Truckers Convention. You know, we started holding these in Springfield a long time ago, and it was 1963, I think, when they held 64 when they held the first one in Springfield. And they went to Decatur. They held them in Decatur for a while, and then back to Springfield. And we moved up to Peoria 11 years ago because we keep needing bigger and bigger facilities.
The truck show is a favorite of many people, and each year it brings new toys and equipment to admire. If you attend, you even have the chance to vote on your favorite truck.
Trucker's Pride Truck Beauty Contest is it's 24, you know, we've got the finalists, and it's down to the final 24 that are going to be at the truck show. These are, you know, the Pride and Polish, you know, trucks, everything from antique trucks to some of the best, you know, brand new, customized, beautiful paint jobs, you know, inside and out. I mean, they're just really, really nice trucks. And the people who do it, men and women, do a lot of work on them, and they take a lot of pride in them. And we have fun with it. There's cash prizes, there's trophies, and it's really a good time. It's like a show within the show. So there's a lot of new equipment this year, a couple of returnees, but there's also new stuff coming in, and that makes it fun just because people are excited to see what's new and what people are up to, because they're going to always go, well, what's he going to bring this year? That type of stuff, and it really is nice.
And you do have a People's Choice Award. Do attendees get a chance to vote on their favorites?
Yeah, everyone who attends a truck show gets to vote for their favorite truck. People's Choice Award is, you get a ticket when you walk in, and you can vote for it, put it in the ballot box. Considering we have 6,000 plus people that show up, it's amazing. The winners the last 2 years have been so close. Out of all those tickets, of all those people that show up, 6,000 plus, it was very close the last 2 years for the winners. So it just goes to show that a lot of people have a lot of different things they like, and they gauge the trucks, on certain things what they like. So it's really neat, and it's fun. You know, they really do have a lot of fun with the Truckers Pride.
Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association. And again, that convention and truck show is taking place today and tomorrow at the Peoria Civic Center. We'll be back with more after these messages. Well, since we've been talking about pork for the majority of the week, I figured we'd switch it up today and talk about beef. And at one time, many in the beef community wondered if branded programs were going to last. The president of the certified Angus beef brand, John Sitka, says sales data and history proves specification-based beef marketing is here to stay.
A lot of things have changed since the brand was first started in 1978. If you look back at the struggles that we had, it took 2 years to sell the first 1 million pounds of product. Today, 18,000 licensed partners in more than 50 countries sell 1 million pounds of certified Angus beef every 2 hours and 3 minutes during the business day. And so the scope has changed a lot, but the focus on quality and consumers hasn't changed in 38 years.
The 2016 fiscal year wrapped up last fall, marking a banner year for the brand. It set the 10th straight sales record, reaching over 1 billion pounds.
You know, what was exciting this year is certified Angus beef in 1 year grew 119 million pounds. And to put that into perspective, that's more than the brand sold almost during its entire first 10 years in existence.
Retail sales had been relatively flat until last year when they showed an 18.5% growth. Those were supported by export sales.
Yeah, international sales continue to be important to us. This past year, our brand partners outside of U.S. borders increased their sales by over 15%. And what was extremely exciting is Japan alone, which is historically an extremely important market for U.S. beef and also certified Angus beef, grew by over 110% in 1 year, growing their volume by more than 10 million pounds just this year compared to last.
And all of those numbers are really a reflection of the efforts that began on Angus farms and ranches.
You know, anything sustainable and successful in this business of the beef business doesn't happen by random chance. It happens by focus and intention. And when you look at where we're at today by selling 1 billion pounds, a big driver of that was the fact that producers put out the highest quality, largest population of Angus cattle we've ever seen. 28.9% of Angus-influenced steers and heifers went on to meet those 10 carcass specs that are so important to this brand and its consistency in the eyes of consumers. That's important because it's not random.
Sitka says producers have recently placed strong focus on the consumer. Targeted genetic selection and management helped double the number of Angus cattle accepted into the brand in the last decade. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.